Cole Courtson, the head coach for the Glidden Ralston Wildcats, joining us here as again we're taking a look at this upcoming girls basketball season, and today's preview being brought to you by our fine sponsors. They include Carroll Eye Care Associates, Corn Belt Telephone, D-Max Carroll Campus, Pepsi Bolt 24, Quant Auto, and Uptown Sporting Goods. Wildcats coming off a 10-13 season last year, and joining me right now again is head coach Cole Courtson. Cole, good to catch up with you again.
Yes, nice to talk to you, Jeff.
You and I were chatting before the show a little bit here today, and you know, like everybody else, the offseason was a little bit strange, so you feel like a lot of coaches, I think, do, kind of playing a little catch-up here these first couple of weeks of practice.
It's been hectic, that's for sure, trying to catch everything up, but for the most part, the girls have kind of embraced kind of what we have to get done, get accomplished. We weren't able to do kind of the off-season stuff that we typically do, whether it open gyms in the summer, a top 64 a couple times, and we kind of go over to Boone a little bit and scrimmage some different teams. Weren't able to do any of that this year, and with a lot of new faces, it's just been a learning curve right now, and obviously a lot of teams are going through it too.
What were you able to get accomplished there in July, and then maybe this fall?
July was just a lot of just reps of shooting, ball handling, and maybe some skill work of other sorts. Just a lot of fundamentals, you know, a lot of freshmen this year, some new girls. But our style we want to play this year is, you know, a lot of what we've done in the past a little bit, but we really want to emphasize getting shots up this year and try to improve our shooting percentages from a year ago. And
what's the numbers look like for you?
We have 12 right now. We have 4 seniors, 1 junior, 2 sophomores, and 5 freshmen. So high-end, low-end with the seniors, freshman group.
You mentioned getting some shots up and shooting better. Is that something you feel like you guys have been able to do here through the late part of the summer, top 64, and here into the practice sessions?
You know, a lot of girls kind of bought into it too. We bust out shooting machine, you know, 3-4 times a week, and basically they'd come in and they were getting off the machine. They were trying to get, you know, 300-400 shots a piece up, you know, in that time frame that they were there. A lot of them, you know, 3-pointers, jump shots, things of that nature, and then free throws. We found out last year are obviously a huge part of wins and losses. They're probably the difference in probably about 4 of our games last year, just in the last 3 minutes of a game, not even necessarily the course of a full game. It was just the last 3 minutes. You know, I'm not a big person of using practice time to shoot a ton, because I think by the time the season starts, you should either be a shooter or not be a shooter. You know, we'll incorporate some things, but at the same time, you want to shoot and stuff like that. You can come in early, you can stay late. We normally use practice time for fundamental work, offense, defense work, just all those types of things.
Coach, with 12 girls out, better numbers than you, like you said, than last year by 4. You've always wanted to be one of those guys that you press a lot, you put a lot of pressure on people, you play an up and tempo style. Going to be able to do that more this year?
That's the intention, you know, with the influx of girls and the athleticism our girls show right now. You date back one of my early teams, obviously, with like Julia and Holly and Madison and Meredith's senior class. You know, that class was pretty athletic across the board. I would put this team athleticism-wise probably up there. We'll probably be a little bit deeper than what that team was. I think we went about 7-8 deep that team. Right now, we'd like to go 8-10 deep to start the season and just get our feet wet. We have some freshmen that are probably going to be able to contribute some, but it's going to be spurts, and that's what we've been working on in practice, is with the style that we're going to play and what we've been preparing for, and the girls can probably attest that they got some sore legs and tired legs and stuff like that, but the style that we want to play, if you're able to do 25 minutes in it, you are probably in pretty tip-top shape, and that's going to be probably the top end of minutes that somebody might get with it this year, whereas last year, you know, to 8 girls, we had girls playing 30 minutes a game. There's a vastly different style. We walked it up. We were very systematic on offense.
Who's going to be kind of in charge then of getting that defense set up? And then at the same time, offensively, who are the guards going to be bringing the ball up, trying to push it for you when you get that opportunity?
Right now, we're kind of going along the style of, you know, depending upon if you are a guard. I've always been a big person on, if we're in a running mode and stuff like that, if somebody can handle the ball and they got the rebound, we're going. If somebody's close to somebody who maybe necessarily isn't comfortable handling the ball, they're going to find them and we go. Obviously, we'll have, you know, a true point guard in certain sets and stuff like that. Defensively, I look at Gretchen and Kim being the returning seniors to come in and do what they're supposed to help us defensively, get us in the things that we need to get in, because right now we're going with the philosophy that, you know, we're going to be a pretty hard-nosed man-to-man team and get after you, pick you up from full court, switching almost everything, a lot of things. In fact, we'll play some different zones based upon our lineups. You know, we have a couple of girls, Gretchen, and for returning from last year, we got McKenna Schlichty this year as well. She transferred in, and, you know, both are sitting around that 6-foot mark. You play a extended 1-3-1. You got some size there. We got length at our guards this year. Last year, after Gretchen, we kind of dropped off to 5'6" and less. Hannah was maybe around that 5'7", 5'8" range. But with the addition of Morgan and Vanessa Kaler, they bring some size, about 5'7", 5'8" apiece. Kim Daly, and Paige Klucke, a couple of returners, and Macy Snyder, you know, will probably be the guards that we look at. Those five probably will be the other guards, all sitting around that 5-6 range too. And then the freshman, Tyler Jansen, will probably play a pivotal role in bringing the ball up, maybe in some of our sets as well. She's been out of basketball for a little bit, kind of got her back and whatnot. She kind of had to get some surgery and stuff like that, so she had to sit out a while. But she's back. She seems to be pretty healthy so far. So those guards, our length and stuff like that, should hopefully pose some problems, and the team speed should hopefully be a lot better than what we've had in the past.
Gretchen at 5'11 can step out, likes to shoot the three, handle the rock, but can also rebound and score inside. Who are the other kids that you'll be looking at down in the post a little bit?
You know, McKenna Schlucke at 6 foot. We'll get her after her transfer eligibility stuff. We'll get her after Christmas. You know, she brings some physicality. Elizabeth Lloyd, as a freshman, brings a lot of physicality. Her style of play is excellent. It is hard-nosed, and it is just reckless abandon at times, and she is a pure effort player. And then she does some really good things rebounding-wise. She's great at boxing out. She's physical. She's not afraid of contact. We'll use her in the offense, screening mode, stuff like that, get her the ball around the rim. You know, she sits probably around 5'10 herself. Being as strong as she is, she's one of our stronger girls as a freshman. So those three are probably our true posts. Like you said, Gretchen can move around. So we have a couple different offenses set up based upon our lineup. You know, if we have to grind it out and slow it down against a team that may be smaller than us, you know, we can put bigs out there. If we have a team that, you know, not necessarily up to the task of running with us, we'll put more guards out there and try to get up and down the court. But, yeah, those three down low are probably going to be our three horses to rotate minutes and stuff like that, because we're going to try to predominantly play four guards for the most part at all times just so we can run a little bit more effectively. And then two of them are in there. We consider Gretchen a guard just as much as a post, so two of them can be in there at any time. Probably won't see much of three of them out there at a time, depending upon lineup, but you never know at the same time.
Coach, I've talked to a couple other Rolling Valley coaches already in the show here today. Everybody brings up Xyro Quinn-Kimbleton and Cam Anita. When I ask about the conference, how do you see the conference breakdown? Do you think those are the two teams to beat, and where do the Wildcats fit into the mix?
I would agree with that. I would include Woodbine. Woodbine returns pretty much the whole team from a 13-win program last year. I don't know if they lost a senior or not. They got a slew of seniors this year, you know, ready to get after it, and their coach has them well prepared all the time. He gets them to play that style too. They get up, down, they run. Xyro, talking with Coach Peterson, you know, they're going to lack numbers, so teams are going to try to use that style against them. Xyro's normally done that in the past. The teams, they kind of wear you down because they're pressing all the time, and, you know, I don't know how much they'll be able to do that this year. I mean, I know coming out in every game, they're going to do it. Everybody knows that because that's their MO and they're good at it. Peyton Sheehan has to be in the mix too. You know, they were tough down the stretch and 13-14 wins last year, lost to New Fonda, obviously, in the playoffs. And, you know, they return everybody as well. And obviously, we return Danielle Hoyle and, you know, a couple guards who can move around and shoot, as we found out in the district game. But, you know, you have a chance to win every single night as long as you handle pressure, because a lot of teams are going to want to do various types of pressure. You give yourself a chance. Where do we fit in that? That's the biggest mystery. I think we're probably the biggest mystery in the conference, just because, you know, four returning girls, and then we have 12, so that means we have eight newcomers that nobody saw play last year. And I think we bring a lot of talent in those eight to add to the four that we have returning that I thought did a lot of good things last year, and especially down the stretch. I think we won 9 of our last 11, so they saw that success that finally started to come for us after the tough first half of the season that we had. I think we lost 4 games in the first half of the season by 5 points or less to some good teams. So we're looking forward to it, that part of it. The conference is going to be a challenge night in, night out. There's not really up and down. You can't say, you know, well, this team lost everybody from last year. That doesn't really seem to be the case this year, as even the teams I didn't mention return everybody for the most part. Arweva, Coon Rapids return everybody. Boyer Valley returns a lot. You know, the rumor is they got, you know, a good freshman class coming in. So, you know, they're going to get back to, you know, Boyer Valley basketball that was 22 wins just 3 years ago. So teams are well coached in this conference. There's a lot of age coaches in this conference, and it looks to be competitive again.
Well, Coach, appreciate you joining us here today. Looking forward to working with you again this season and watching this team grow and develop like it always does. Best of luck, and we'll catch up with you again here soon.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Cole Corson again with the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. We'll stay in the Rolling Valley. We'll wrap up the preview show with Coon Rapids Baird and Head Coach Caitlin McAllister coming up next year on KCIM.